with our affirmation of faith, please join me. We do not live to ourselves, and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again.
We have been blessed by many gifts, by talents and thoughts and ideas and the ability to learn and the ability to put thoughts into action. And so now it is our turn to give back to God a portion of that which already belongs to Him. So let us receive our morning tithes and offerings. Let us pray. Lord God, we give you thanks for this offering, and we ask you to multiply it many times over, that your faithfulness may be shown to others through the work and ministry of this congregation in Covington, in Northern Kentucky, around the world. We pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Let us join together in prayer, please. We pray for you to guide our feet, gracious one. And sometimes when you do that, we don't like it. But, oh God, please keep us going in the right direction. For you have such great and glorious gifts for us. You give us the gift of life and the gift of love. You put us in this world that is beyond belief of its beauty and its resourcefulness. But sometimes the weather does damage to that beautiful world. And so, oh God, we lift up to you in prayer those in Puerto Rico, in the Virgin Islands, and throughout the whole Caribbean that have suffered so drastically and are receiving so little. We pray for those in Texas and in Florida and in all of the places that storms have devastated and have impacted. Lord God, we pray for the families and the people who have been displaced by the fires in California. This has been a year where fires have burned, it seems like, almost all year. It is beyond our imagination to have whole communities wiped away. For those families who have lost loved ones, God, bring them comfort and hope and the knowledge that this is not the end. But as Christians, we believe in the life everlasting. We pray today for Bill Lindsay and for safe travels for Sharon, for the people of Nicaragua, for Donald Splawn, Becky Lindsay's brother-in-law, had a stroke and fell from his garage roof. He's awake now but has a long recovery ahead. Oh God, lift them up. Give their families and give them the knowledge of your presence with them. Lord, I continue to lift up in prayer Ron, that he may find peace in these last days. And we lift up to you also, O God, prayers for Nancy and Betty, Shirley, Ruth and Jack, the McDermott family, Johanna, Nita, Inky, David, Joanna, Jean, Jennings family, Mary Lee, Emily, Deborah, Kelly, Margaret, Linda, Jagger, and Sandy. We lift up to you also all of those who are in our hearts and in our minds, but not listed, for we know many people that need your prayer. We pray for those who have so much less than we do, and we pray for guidance for this church. You call us to be your children, Yahweh. Help us to follow you more nearly and more dearly. And now we join our voices together in that prayer that Jesus taught, praying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Let us join together singing hymn number 309.
Would you join me on the second and third verses after I have sung the first?
As we go through this week, pay attention, watch, listen for ways that we are indeed carrying out the words of Paul's in Philippians. For we are faithful, and when we aren't, God still forgives us. Let us celebrate and rejoice in that faithfulness. And now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you and those you love, and those who believe they have no one to love them. Amen.